gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is... Jasmine the Dog Trainer, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is the way to go. So make sure you go to VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or your pet store and look for VitaCraft. Also, SCOE 10X, so happy they're back. It is the number one odor eliminator. It is guaranteed to take out any odors, and I will attest to that. I've got a lot going on here on my farm, that's for sure. But you can purchase it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS at goodpetsfoods.com and get 10% off. And join me in Italy through Colette Tours. Next year, we're going to be taking off, but you can call at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, or look at talkinpets.com and find out more information there. This is Talkin' Pets.
Is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Animal Zone journeys to the heart of Kona on the Big Island of Hawaii, where the Kona Cat Cafe has turned feline therapy into a full on-island experience. Founder Jenny Holland, who grew up on a farm in Zimbabwe, surrounded by geese, horses, chickens, dogs, cats, and even the occasional lion, was inspired after visiting a cat cafe in Ireland. Trading in her career as a physical therapist, she embraced a new kind of healing, the comfort and joy of cats. Kona Cat Cafe is a unique cat cafe that has become a hub for feline therapy, facilitating over 120 adoptions each year made to tourists who fall in love with the resident cats. Growing up on a farm in Zimbabwe, Jenny's life has been a remarkable journey, from being surrounded by lions to creating a haven for cats. Heal the human spirit. Passionate about her cafe celebrity cats like Finn, the gentle giant, and Piper, the rare Turkish van, Jenny shares stories far beyond just cool drinks and cats. We want to welcome onto the program right now of Talkin' Pets, Jenny Hulin. Hi, Jenny. How you doing?
Hi, John. How are you? I'm doing fine.
It's great to have you on with us. I'm doing okay, and I want to introduce you to Jasmine and Lexi here in the studio.
Hello.
So,
hello. Hi. Merikalikimaka.
Oh, there you go. You heard that one, huh?
I heard that song right before it was appropriate, yes.
Yeah, I like that song. So we had to play it. We had to open up with it. So I was actually on Animal Zone's website, and I was looking at the interview with you that they did and all, and very fascinating what they do at Animal Zone. But I wanted to ask, tell us a little bit about the episode that you starred in with your kitties there at the Kona Cat Cafe.
Yes, thank you. So the Animal Zone came to Kona, to the Big Island of Hawaii, and Kona is one of the cities on the Big Island of Hawaii, and they came to our cafe and interviewed us. So they got to look around the shop and take some videos of the shop and some videos of the catio. And in our catio, we have adoptable cats, which are feral cats that have been fixed and given shots and microchips and everything. And then they get to come live in the cafe until they get adopted. So the Animal Zone kind of highlighted, you know, our Kona Cat Cafe, and they gave exposure to the feral cat situation in Hawaii. And we got to meet some of the kitties and talk about how everything works here and how we work on trying to get our kitties adopted.
So many, many, many years ago, Jenny, I was out, I was invited out by Hawaii to visit one of the hotels there in Honolulu. And it's the one that has the big rainbow on it. I can't remember the name.
Yes.
Hilton Hawaiian.
Yes, I think it's the Hilton Rainbow Hotel.
Yeah, you could see the volcano and everything from there. It was really nice. But mm-hmm. We had a guest speaking at one of the ballrooms, I guess it was. And mm-hmm. so I was sitting there listening and so on and so forth. And then at that point in time, which I don't anymore, I gave it up a long time ago, I used to smoke. And I thought, well, mm-hmm. I got to go out and have a cigarette. So I got to tell you, Jenny, I walked out this door that said exit. I ended up in an alleyway. And I thought, okay, well, I'm probably locked out. I'm going to have to go around and go in the front door. But then within a matter of 5 minutes at the most, mm-hmm. there must have been at least 30 to 40 cats that came and surrounded me. And,
yes.
And I was just like, am I going to be eaten back here? I mean, it was like...
I think you must be a cat magnet.
I had to be because I couldn't believe it. They were everywhere. And so I figured that Hawaii must have been having an issue with feral cats. But that was a long time ago.
So it is still a problem, but there's a lot of people working on it. So in Hawaii, because we have no predators, you know, there's no foxes or coyotes or birds of prey or snakes or anything that would eat any cats, their populations just get out of control. And then also because we have beautiful weather all year round, so no snow. So the cats just have babies upon babies upon babies. So that's what this whole thing is about, is, you know, a lot of people working towards trapping those cats and trying to get them fixed. And trying to home the ones that are, you know, sociable enough. And then the older ones, you know, obviously just get the clipped ear and go back into the wild once they're fixed. But, we have lots of feral cats on all the islands. And that's why we're trying to get as many cats as we can adopted to the mainland.
So during the Animal Zone episode, viewers got to meet some of your celebrity cats. How mm-hmm. did stars like Finn and Piper react to having the film crew in that space? I know how cats can be. And mm-hmm. did they manage to capture the true healing atmosphere of your cafe when they were there with all the cameras?
I think they did. So our cats, you know, we have a lot of visitors that come through because a lot of people just want to come and get their cat fixed or just play with cats and get a little break from life. And so our cats are trained with little cat treats. And so we were able, you know, they're used to people coming in all the time and petting them and bringing in gifts of these little cat treats. So when the Animal Zone came in, I made sure everybody had their little packet of cat treats. And the cats were just fascinated by the whole thing. And they actually loved it. They love people. And they learned to socialize, you know, with all the visitors. But the cats had a good time. So can I tell you about the little Piper that we had?
Yeah, actually, we're going out to a break in a little bit, but if it's a short story, I'll let you start it now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Piper is a Turkish van, and he was a blind and deaf kitty. And so we got to see that on this Animal Zone show.
I did see him.
Holding him. Yeah. But that's how we would just train him, just passing him from person to person. So he just got so used to people, but all he could do was like sniff and kind of tell where you were. But you'll see that on the Animal Zone episode.
Yeah, he was doing some nuzzling. There was some nuzzling going on there.
Yes, he's a cutie.
So you got to love cats. I've got three rescues here at home, and I love them to death. They're my kids. And we're going to continue on with the interview here with Jenny Holland. She is from the Kona Cat Cafe, a place where you want to visit if you're out there in Hawaii. So we'll come back with Jenny in just a couple seconds, but we got to take that break. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
We know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Pelekalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Okay. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X.
Hi,
and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book
Talkin'
the
Pets
cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Thank you.
that Santa brought me this year that was different than the usual bottle of cheer. Something that I did hardly expect. Something that turned my house into a wreck. A cat on my left, a cat on my right. A cat involved in an imaginary fight. Dragging the Christmas balls off of the tree.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We're speaking with Jenny. Jenny, am I saying your last name right? Is it Hulin?
Hulin, yes.
Oh, okay, good. So Jenny Hulin, and you run Kona Cat Cafe, and you're on the Big Island there, which yep. I love, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kona, I was out there for another trip, actually. I got invited out the year after that for the dolphin celebrity birthdays and all, and I hung out with a lot of interesting people, Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers, and I was
a big
Charlie's Angels fan, and Cheryl Ladd was there with her family, so we all hung out and everything. It was a great time, and it was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. And the thing that I loved about Kona was that I rented a Jeep, and I was able to ride around the entire island. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's like 24 different climates. And on Kona, on the Big Island, there's 23.
Yes, we do have like almost all the climate zones of the world, because we have one of the highest mountains from the base of the ocean in the world. And so at the top, you can have snow on top of Mauna Kea, and then you can go down and snorkel in the ocean on a warm, sunny beach the same day.
It was
like
gorgeous.
Half an hour later. Yes.
I wish I knew about your cat cafe. Now I do in Kona. How long has the cat cafe been there? Maybe it wasn't there when I was there.
We just opened 2 years ago. We just
hit
our 2 year
okay.
mark. Yeah.
And I love the idea. I would have been hanging out there all day with you. But I got to ask, I mean, you mentioned that like when tourists come in, they come to your cat cafe, and some leave with cats. Is it difficult for them to get them like on the flight and take them home, or how's that work?
Actually, to get cats off the island is like a 5-minute process. To get them on the island is a 3-month process because we don't have rabies. So a lot of people come and visit the cafe, and we're going to maybe adopt a cat when they get home, they fall in love with one of our little kitties, we can get them a ticket on the plane. We had somebody that was leaving like 2 hours later. We got the cat a ticket on the plane. We got them in the carrier, and the person took them out the door with them. So
that's
it's
pretty
really
cool.
Easy to get them. Yeah, it's just a couple of the airlines that they work with Hawaiian and Delta and Alaska Airlines are the only ones that will allow us to take cats.
So what do people also see besides the cats? You have a shop there. Like I can come in and have coffee, and you have trinkets and shirts and all the other stuff, right?
Yep, we got everything cat shop. Everything you'd need to give us gifts for people, and lots of T-shirts. And then we also have Kona coffee, cat-themed Kona coffee, and cat nuts, mac nuts.
The Kona coffee is amazing, actually, there. So that's a good thing, too. But you're meowing up the right tree when you're talking to me, because I've got my 3 rescues, and one is sprawled out here on the floor next to me. But I love cats. I mean, they really do bring like a healing, and you were a therapist. They really bring like a healing power to you.
That's kind of what I wanted to create here. Yeah. So we had one gentleman come in one time, and our house cat Gigi loves to sit on men's laps and make biscuits on their stomachs. And he came out and he said, "You know what? I had an anxiety attack this morning, and that cat sat on my lap and calmed me down, and I feel back to normal again." So they have an incredibly healing power.
I totally agree. There's times where my anxiety is so high that, you know, I go through different things, and my cats come up to me. It's like they know that I'm hurting, and they'll come over and jump on me and cuddle with me or sit there next to me and watch TV, and it just brings my levels down. It's amazing how it works.
Yeah, I think they're very telepathic and intuitive. They know when you need them, and they are little angels here to help us.
You say angels. I call them little aliens. I swear they're little aliens in there. Like they know everything. They're amazing animals. I got to ask you, what was
what I'm thinking?
What was one what was one story that you could tell us about like an amazing time that maybe a tourist came in with one of the cats there at the Kona Cat Cafe?
Mm-hmm. So we had a lady and man that came in a couple of times. Actually, some people come and they had so much fun that they come back a second time. And they were like, oh, we can't take a cat home, but we really love this cat. And then the next day they called me. They were on their way to the airport, and they were like, we can't leave this island without that cat. We can't even imagine our life without her. And so they swung by the cat cafe, adopted the cat. We got a ticket for them on the plane, and they took the cat off to the airport.
That is so cool.
So I got to say, I mean, being a cat daddy, I'm also a chicken daddy, by the way, but I am a cat daddy, and I love them dearly. And I got to say, Animal Zone kind of exemplified your Kona Cat Cafe in terms of putting it out there, and hence, you know, I got word of the Kona Cat Cafe and invited you on. So do you notice that you're starting to get more press and notice with the Kona Cat Cafe out there?
I think you called me.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. And we're all around the country here. So we're in Hawaii as well.
What social media platforms?
Definitely people are getting exposure to the Kona Cat Cafe across the world, because I think Animal Zone is, you know, all across the world with their stuff. And we haven't, you know, a lot of times people don't tell me where they find out about me, but I know that they've seen these shows. And yeah, I so appreciate that Animal Zone came in. And Arthur's just an amazing person. He's got such a good mission to bring information about animals in need to the world and show the people that are dedicating their lives to protecting them. So it was just amazing.
Jasmine was asking, too, what social media platforms you have with Kona Cat Cafe.
Since I'm impaired in that part, I am on Facebook and Instagram is the two that I use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, Jenny, I want to thank you for joining us here on Talkin' Pets. It was a great pleasure. I'm glad I was able to put some focus on Kona Cat Cafe there on the Big Island. So everybody listening to us, if you're going to Hawaii and you're going to the Big Island of Hawaii, visit the Kona Cat Cafe. And Jenny, thank you for doing what you're doing, and I love you for it.
Okay. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate you guys, too.
Nice
Anytime.
Chatting with you.
Thanks, Jenny. And if I get my...
Mahalo.
Mahalo. My next vacation out there to Hawaii, I'm spending time at the Kona Cat Cafe for sure.
I'll be waiting for you.
Sounds good. Take care, Jenny, okay. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Mele kariki maka.
Bye-bye. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That was Jenny Holland, and she is the founder of the Kona Cat Cafe, the heart of Kona, on the Big Island there. So if you're going to Hawaii, you want to make sure that you visit and check it out. The Kona Cat Cafe, there on the Big Island of Hawaii. Right now, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Attacking the man on the TV.
Cats, would you get off the piano? Please?
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone.
Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey everybody, Bob Page here, and welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn. Thank you, darling.
When I'm frantic about this crazy little critter, I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
Not a possum, is it?
Oh, no possum. He's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet. And he's a paradoxus, what do you call it, what, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, he is. He's so lovable. God love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off.
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French. That's no. And he won't use the poop pan. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cotton pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor cat.
He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there going outside.
I know, but he used the poop pan wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. It makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat. And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You come back with a woo. And everybody said, they said, hey, Ev, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house. And then they still let them run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
That really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Prias. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poo pen. The poo pen. To you, the poo pen is wonderful.
It's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
To the poo pen area.
A few too many times, and I'm sure I'll work you right in. We're Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Bob Page.
Monk seals have begun receiving an experimental bird flu vaccine as part of a trial to protect the species from the fast-spreading global outbreak. This follows successful pilot study on elephant seals that indicated the vaccine was safe. Key details of the vaccination effort are vaccine trial. A preliminary trial was conducted on 6 rescued northern elephant seals at the Marine Mammal Center in California to test the safety and efficacy of commercially available bird flu vaccine that was reformulated for use in cows. Promising results. Initial results from the elephant seal trial showed the vaccine appeared safe, with no major side effects observed in the vaccinated animals. Researchers are currently evaluating blood samples for the seals to confirm the presence of protective antibodies. Based on these promising safety results, two orphaned young male Hawaiian monk seals became the first of their species to receive H5N1 vaccine at the center's Monk Seal Hospital in Hawaii. There are only about 1,600 Hawaiian monk seals remaining in the wild, making the species highly vulnerable to an outbreak. The H5N1 virus has already caused mass mortality events in other marine mammals, killing tens of thousands of southern elephant seal pups in Argentina in late 2023. If antibody testing confirms the vaccine's effectiveness, scientists and conservation partners like the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will decide whether to proceed with a wider vaccination effort for the animals, the wild monk seal population, using a pole syringe technique. This vaccination program is critical conservation effort to prevent the potential extinction level impact of bird flu on the already endangered Hawaiian monk seal population. Visit TalkinPets.com and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Kesha, and whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope it's a rad one.
And happy holidays to everybody out there. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call if you've got training or behavior questions about your pets. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in the house with me, and we want to talk with you. So pick that phone up, 818-818-6401, and let's talk about your pets.
Let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can guess what animal makes this sound, we're going to set you up at a prize. If you've won a certain prize in the last 90 days, pick something that you haven't won. But we do have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, as well as Purr Sticks for your cats. We do have SCOE 10X, highly recommend it. It is the odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors, even skunk. We do have dog treats from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, multivitamin, and also comes with it the daily multivitamin and the daily probiotic. Also, we have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as a Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD about reptiles. And we do have from Silly Beads by Kayla, we have a keychain for coffee lovers. We also have a keychain, I think it's the Wallen, some country singer she knows.
Morgan Wallen.
Thank you very much. I don't know them. And we have pens. What pens do we have there,
San Francisco and the Kansas City Chiefs.
So you've got the football pens, ink pens, if you want to go with those.
And you have a badge reel. And that's Christmassy. It's green, and it says, the best is yet to come.
And we have a frog calendar, all about frogs. Frogs in different positions that you can never imagine, wearing different things. That'll come out to you as well. If you can identify this sound. What creature makes that sound? So, I will give you a hint. They sleep with one half of their brain at a time, keeping one eye open to watch for predators. That's a fact. They sleep with one half of their brain at a time, keeping one eye open to watch for predators. Hmm. And we were just talking with Jenny Hulin out in Kona, at the Kona Cat Cafe, the Big Island. And these creatures are found around that Big Island. Hmm. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you think you know what that creature is that makes that sound, we want to hear from you. And you can win a prize. So give us a call. Much different than what you might be used to hearing. Do you guys know what it is?
No.
Really?
No.
Lexi?
Do you?
You neither? They not even with a hint, they sleep with one half of their brain at a time, keeping one eye open to watch for predators?
Yes, I've heard that fact before. So I have, I can't remember it though. I'm really trying to think, and I'm trying to think of what's like a native species to like Hawaii.
They are not on land.
Okay.
They are in water.
Oh. Then I know what it is.
818-818-6401.
I know exactly what it is.
818-818-6401. Give us a call with your pet questions, but also...
Is it the monk seal?
That would be... No.
They are predators, right? Aren't they predators?
Monk seals?
Seals are predators,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They eat meat.
Yeah.
We're going to go out to Oregon, and we're going to see in southern Oregon, we're going to talk with Jason. Jason, you think you know what this creature is?
I'm going to guess a dolphin.
Woo! Congratulations. I got to ask you, what gave it away when I said it's in the water?
The half brain, half asleep.
Wow.
I've heard about that before. So
mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I thought that was a tough fact.
I didn't know that.
But Lexi, you knew that too?
I've heard that, yes.
I have to be honest. That's the first time I heard it. but it's pretty cool. So, Jason, pick something you haven't won in the last 90 days. What would you like to go with? We have the cat treats, the dog treats. We have the SCOE 10X odor eliminator. We also have books, a dog book. And we have Pets, Pets, Pets book. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. Collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We do have a calendar on frogs from Workman Publishing. And we do have the keychain, coffee keychain. We have the ink pens. And Lexi, you said it was San Francisco and Kansas City. Football.
Let's go with the San Francisco 49ers, please.
Ooh. And you got the ink pens, San Francisco 49ers coming out to you. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate you. Have a good day.
Anytime, Jason. Thank you so much. That's Jason out there, and he got that. That was a tough...
My mom has dolphins. She just moved, and she lives in a condo now that overlooks the water, the beach or whatever, and they're out there all the time. And they really do the jumps and the flipper things. Like, it's so...
Oh, yeah.
Like, just in the natural wild, and like you said, it's maybe, like, foreplay or whatever, but it's still cool. I don't care. I get excited, too.
I get excited every... It doesn't matter how many times I've
seen
dolphins.
It doesn't matter. My best friend is terrified.
My friend Sal just bought a house, and he's on the water now, and he's always sending me pictures or putting them on Facebook of the dolphins jumping up and playing.
I have clients that live, you know, waterfront, and, you know, I'll be training their dog and see a dolphin, and I'm like, sorry, this is going to distract me every time because I'm a child.
Yeah.
Well, once again, the lines are open at 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Silver lands that glow. It's beginning to look a lot
like Christmas.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE, number 10X.com.
The masked burglar broke into the closed Virginia liquor store early on Saturday and hit the bottom shelf where the scotch and whiskey were stored. The bandit was something of a nocturnal menace. Bottles were smashed, a ceiling tile collapsed, and alcohol poured on the floor. The suspect acted like an animal because, in fact, he's a raccoon. On Saturday morning, an employee at the Ashland area liquor store found the trash panda passed out on the bathroom floor at the end of his drunken escapade. I personally like raccoons, said Samantha Martin, an officer who works at the local animal control. There are little funny creatures. He fell through one of the ceiling tiles and went on a full-blown rampage, drinking everything. Martin said she took the raccoon back to the animal shelter, though she had her fair share of giggles along the way. Another day in the life of an animal control officer. Raccoons are common in Virginia. According to the state's Department of Wildlife Resources, they are found in forest parks and sometimes in cities, and apparently at liquor stores. The Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter commended Martin for handling the break-in and confirmed the raccoon had sobered up. After a few hours of sleep and zero signs of injuries other than maybe a hangover and poor life choices, he was safely released back to the wild, hopefully having learned that breaking and entering is not the answer. It's not the first time this year that a raccoon was found in a place where it shouldn't have been. In May, a raccoon was found with a glass of methamphetamine pipe in its mouth and was sitting in the driver's seat of a car in Ohio. The vehicle was pulled over because its registered owner had an active warrant and a suspended driver's license, the Springfield Township Police Department said. Visit TalkingPets.com and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Porch and up your tree, raccoon. More kids than a Catholic family, raccoon. They don't have jobs or worries or cares. Sun goes down, the backyard's theirs, raccoon. Oh, they vivisect cats and eviscerate dogs. They're bold as brass and bossy as hogs. They made me write this.
You know, that story has gone viral.
I know. I've heard it all over.
And we have the video on our homepage at TalkinPets.com if you want to watch that drunken raccoon. But it passed out right next to the toilet. So I kind of wondered. There was nobody there to hold its hair back. So, I don't know. But, you know, it got into a lot of liquor.
That's hilarious. But sad.
Sad, but he lived. Oh. He was drunk.
He lived to tell the tale.
Had a hangover. But...
he probably went and told all his friends. He'll be back with his friends for a nice Friday night party.
Well, anyway, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. I want to give a shout-out to Larry out there listening on Facebook Live. And he put a message on here, which makes a lot of sense. Adopt, don't shop. Dogs and cats are a 15-plus-year commitment. Get a stuffed animal instead if you can't do that.
Absolutely. Is Darla not on there tonight?
No, she's not there tonight.
Oh,
potentially less if you adopt your commitment.
Yeah, it depends on, how old, what you're going to,
Yeah.
I mean, cats can well live into their 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And dogs, I mean, there have been dogs that have made it up to their 20s.
Smaller breeds, usually.
Mm-hmm. Right. The larger ones,
no. I met a 19-year-old pit bull before.
Mm. That was crazy. I could see that.
Yeah.
They're, like, hardy.
It was in a wheelchair, a human wheelchair. He was very, very large and couldn't walk.
19 years old, though.
Yeah. And I was like, what do you feed it? Well, because the dog was, like, morbidly obese, right? He could not walk. And he's like, I said, what kind of dog food do you feed him? And he's like, dog food? This is my son. He eats whatever I eat. I would just roll him up to the table. And I was like,
hilarious.
That explains it.
That's so funny.
But you know what? I gotta say, it's weird, though, because that dog was 19.
Uh-huh.
When my mom and dad died, the Bichon that was left, I was going to adopt him down here. And my nephew Brian adopted him. And took him home, and my mom, I would go home to visit, I'd be like, Mom, you can't keep feeding this dog all this food from the table. And she's like, she likes it, da da da, and going on. And I'm like, Mom, you know what I do for a living? That doesn't look good that you're feeding table food to your dog. And I remember having that conversation. She got all upset. I said, all right, whatever. If the dog dies, you know why. The dog lived, the Bichon, well into the 20s.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what Betty White said, hot dogs and vodka.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it doesn't always necessarily mean that. I've known healthy, healthy, healthy people that get sick and pass away unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So,
like, a lot. And you have these people who smoke for 50 years and drink a handle of whiskey a night, practically, that live to be, like, 95 when mm-hmm. they have no health issues.
Yeah.
So Dr. Ann gave me a Betty White book, 100 Years of Wisdom from the First Lady of Television, and for the holidays. And it's funny you brought up Betty's name because I outlined one of her quotes.
Oh,
Betty
nice.
Says, animals don't lie. Animals don't criticize. If animals have moody days, they handle them better than humans do. Uh-huh. Betty White.
She must have never had a corgi because I'll tell you what, my corgi judges. She criticizes.
My dog does too.
She gives me that side eye and I know she's judging me.
Yeah, I get the stink eye. She, my dog will tell me when it's time for me to go to bed.
Oh, my dog does too. If my husband comes to bed, my dog will force me to put her in her crate. She wants to sleep in the crate. If he's not in the bed, she's fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, animals
she doesn't
know.
Want to sleep with him. She'll only sleep with me.
Animals know when it's bedtime.
Yeah.
I mean, my cats will slap me in the face if I fall asleep on the couch. And they're like, come on, go to bed.
Yeah.
And
my mom's wiener dog gets her to go to bed all the time. The time change is the worst because uh-huh. Rosie was ready to go to bed at like 6 o'clock. My
right.
mom's like, it's not late.
Well, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. If you are looking to adopt a dog or a cat or any kind of animal, go to your local shelter or rescue and look there because those animals need a good home.
Absolutely.
And like Larry said, you know, if you can't do a lifetime commitment with them, get a stuffed animal. This way you don't have to worry about walking it, feeding it, and so on and so forth. But for myself, John Patch,
Jasmine the dog trainer,
Lexi Adams,
we all say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. In the storm. But if you really hold me tight,
all the way home I'll be warm. The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.